this is a shock. It is very sad and disheartening to know that this young lady with a future has just lost her life at the tender age of 20. She was with me at the Hungarian embassy. In fact, I studied in Hungary. So I was with the Hungarian ambassador when I was asked that a young lady wanted to meet me. Who was she? Airborne. She was bubbling. She wanted me to pray with her. She wanted to have a picture with me. She wanted to ask when she can come to church. The excitement that bubbled out of her. She was so joyful when she met me. And everybody was very excited because everybody there knew the news that have gone around her. So when she was so excited to meet the man of God and was even very surprised that I could embrace her and receive her, that was very touching. In fact, she's planning to go to Hungary. She was supposed to go and stage a show in Hungary. And I even advised her that when she go to Hungary, she should dress well, she should present Ghana well, and to present herself well because she has a bright future. I think it's shocking. I'm very sad.
All right, Dr. Lawrence Tete, you mentioned that she had plans of coming to church. Between the time you met her, did you ever, you know, have an opportunity to have her in church or anything like that?
Did I have a chance to do what?
To meet her in church or meet her again?
No. That was the only time when, in fact, I have not seen her since. No, this picture was just, I think, 4 days ago or so. I think that on Monday or Tuesday. So that's about all. It's very sad.
You also said that you advised her to represent Ghana well and dress well if she went to Hungary. Now we know that she wouldn't be able to do that because she just passed. But a lot of people have the notion that Ebony is a bad girl. In fact, sometimes she calls herself the bad girl. And many people are just wondering, in that interaction you had with her, did you take the opportunity, you are an evangelist, to maybe witness to her?
I spoke to her about Christ. I mean, I'm an evangelist, I'm a man of God, and anybody who wants to get close to me, the first thing I would issue to the person is a man of God. Now, of course, the reason why I would embrace her and let her feel comfortable is just opportunity to speak to her about Christ. And so that, I didn't miss that opportunity at all. I've not made that privilege. And that is why she refers to me as daddy, because I spoke to her like my daughter. Of course, she's about the age of my children. So I have witnessed to her, spoke to her, and prayed with her. And it's very sad to hear that she didn't get a chance to follow up with what she intended. I think she was very touched. I didn't even think she was going to use those pictures for taking with me for Instagram and what have you. I just heard on the news that every picture she took with me was all out there. And so the ambassador was even excited that at least somebody has spoken to her life.